y'all. I'm Jaden Cotter, your Shermcast host, back with a new episode about staying connected with the Sherm. The Sherman Center's theme for 2020 is connectivity. Northeastern, in some ways, is a weird place. Sometimes students will talk about the Northeastern Shuffle, the phenomenon wherein after your third semester on campus, once you finally feel settled, all of your friends and roommates start shuffling in and out of the city, the state, and the country on co-op or studying abroad, which can make it difficult to stay connected. It's even worse this year, as many students have chosen not to return to campus. And for those of us who have come back, you can't do much on campus. So staying connected in whatever ways we can is more important than usual. I spoke to some of the people trying to keep the Sherm connected. Keith Corso is planning events to connect Sherman Center founders.
So my name is Keith Corso. I'm the founder and CEO of Busright. I study in the DeMora McKim School of Business at Northeastern University. I also serve as the entrepreneur in residence for the Sherman Center.
Maria Zapata manages the Sherm's affinity groups.
My name is Maria. I am a third year at Northeastern studying business and psychology. And in Generate, I am the people experience lead for this semester.
Ida Nguyen runs the virtual donut Slack channel.
My name is Aida Nguyen. I'm a first year at Northeastern and I'm majoring in bioengineering, and I'm the internal relations coordinator at Generate this semester.
Corso explained that entrepreneurship can be a lonely journey.
It's a really lonely journey, and so many of the obstacles that you jump through as a founder are not isolated. And so many founders go through a similar journey of having someone leave the team, or having to fire someone, or closing that first sale and actually it not going through last minute, and the list goes on. And so there's so many founders that go through this, and in isolation, it's very lonely and it can feel pretty mentally taxing. But when you have a community of people that can share some of those war stories and experiences, it really helps drive you forward.
That's why they decided to host events to try and connect founders.
I think that Northeastern is partly known for their entrepreneurship ecosystem. And I think one of the more underappreciated yet highly valuable communities that is at an inflection point, I truly believe, is the Sherman Center. Part of my goal is to basically say, wow, there's so much going on in Northeastern in the world of entrepreneurship, and there's so much going on in the Sherman Center in the world of entrepreneurship, but how do we actually distill that down to what's incredibly important, which is really facilitating and creating meaningful relationships between our founders so they can share best practices, war stories, maybe make introductions for one another. And so what we've done is, at a really high level, we have the co-op program whereby, you know, 2 to 4 ventures every cycle work on their ventures full time. And so we basically create this kind of structured, program over the course of 6 months where they get introduced to potential customers. They get, they chat with each other every week, provide updates, reflection reports every month, and really just focus on not only what are they learning in their venture, but also how is it impacting their own personal and professional development. So we have the co-op program, but beyond that, what we've been doing is we have these Friday workshops where we have industry leaders come in and talk about the early stages of closing that first sale or bringing in that first key hire, et cetera. We also have Founders Hour, where founders can chat with each other. There's really no structure to those meetings, but it's just, hey, how you doing, checking in, to really create some of those serendipitous conversations that once lived in the physical Sherm and now is living digitally. And we actually recently held our first ever kind of product showcase whereby these founders, whether they're building a product or a service, can introduce and get feedback on whatever it is that they're building so that, other Sherman members, might be potential customers, potentially, beta users, early adopters, you name it. And so we really try to get, these ventures and founders from, 0 to 1 in the quickest way possible.
With the affinity groups, there are groups for women, people of color, LGBTQ+ people in the Sherman community. These started out as groups just for Generate, but with the pandemic and the increased need to bring people together, Generate brought them online and opened them up to the rest of the Sherm.
The way they work right now is that we have 3 shared channels with the Sherman Center and Generate that are private, so that only the people there can be in them, and everyone else, when they look up a channel, they can't just see the whole conversation because that defeats the purpose of it being a safe space. And so the way they work is we would have representatives from the Sherman Center and representatives from Generate that can add people to those channels if they are interested in joining them, because those people are in the channel, so only those inside of it can actually add people, because we can't see it if we're not in the channel. And I guess the way they work is, I know for example, for the one for women, I sent a TED talk a few weeks ago that was related to women and imposter syndrome and just things that are more like focused for women and kind of targeting women. I know they've also had like a self-care Zoom night with the women, where we've all gone on Zoom and done face masks. I know they did that during the pandemic. So things like that, I would say that's the one that's most active. I'm also in the people of color one because I'm Spanish, so technically Hispanic, and there's not much being said there at all. So it really depends on the group and what the group wants to do with it.
Zapata also explained why infinity groups are important.
In an ideal world, we shouldn't judge anyone regardless of what they think, but unfortunately we don't live in that world. So we thought that was important because they have that safe space to talk with people who share that same interest or can relate to them in certain ways that people who aren't in that group maybe cannot. So I think it also helps with that aspect of community as well, to feel more included and feel like your voice can be heard and you're not going to be judged for it.
The Virtual Donuts channel is unique to Slack. I'll let Wen explain.
Jennery and the Sherman Center use Slack. So there's a Donuts channel, which is kind of a function that pairs people within an organization every week or every 2 weeks to just like meet up, talk, or get to know one another. So in the past, I don't think the Donut channel worked out too well. So this semester, especially with COVID-19 and everything being online, so my team is the people experience team. We wanted to try to foster a better community within both Jennery and the Sherman Center, so connecting people within both organizations. So the Virtual Donuts channel, which we called it Donut Be Strangers, basically every 2 weeks, I pair all of the members within the channel with each other so that it gives them the opportunity to reach out to one another and make new connections within the Sherman Center.
Ultimately, as Wen explains, all of these efforts are about making the SHRM feel smaller.
So I think it's going very well so far. So every 2 weeks, we have new pairings. And actually, so one of the members of our team, Tracy, she had a donut chat with another member in Jennery, and they realized they're from the same hometown. So I guess it makes Generate seem like a smaller community when you make these connections and like realize that we all have like common interests or similarities as well as differences.
So that's all for today's episode. As always, if you'd like to learn more about the Sherman Center, which is Northeastern's Engineering Entrepreneurship Center, visit our website at www.northeastern.edu/Sherman and subscribe to our newsletter. Goodbye and happy National Kindness Day.